David Made King. The kingdom of Ishbosheth continued to grow weaker. Still, Abner's influence grew stronger. One day the king said to him, "Why did you sleep with my father's concubine?" Abner got angry and said, "How dare you? My loyalty to your father is the only thing that has kept me from handing you over to David. Now you're accusing me of sinning with this woman? That's it. I'm going to establish David as king over all of Israel." Ishbosheth was speechless. Abner sent a message to David. "I'm ready to give you the kingdom of Israel. Let's work out an agreement." David said, "One thing has to happen first before I work out any agreement with you. If you come, you must bring my wife, Michal, Saul's daughter. Don't come without her." Guards went and got Michal and took her away from her new husband. As they walked down the road, the husband followed behind, crying as he walked. Finally, Abner turned and yelled, "Go home!" So the man turned and went home. Abner got the elders of Israel to agree that David was the king of Israel. He then went and told David. Together they had a banquet to celebrate the news. Abner then said, "I'll go and make the final arrangements for your coronation. Then you'll be king over the whole nation." So David sent him away in peace. Joab had been away while all of this was happening. He returned just after Abner had left. He went to David and said, "Why did you let Abner escape? Don't you realize that all of this is just a trick to entrap you?" Then, without the king knowing, Joab sent a message to Abner. "Please, come back to Hebron." When Abner got back, Joab asked him to step aside so they could have a private conversation. Once they did, Joab stabbed Abner in the stomach. He fell to the ground and died. David was devastated when he heard about what had happened. He put a curse on Joab and his descendants. The king knew that Joab had killed Abner to revenge his brother's death. Still, he made him and his men rip their clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourn Abner. David then walked behind the funeral procession and cried openly at the gravesite. He wouldn't eat anything for the rest of the day. He said to his soldiers, "A great leader of Israel has died today." All of Israel took note of what David did, and they were convinced that he had nothing to do with Abner's death. Two men went into the house of Ishbosheth and killed him while he was in bed taking an afternoon nap. They cut off his head and took it to King David, saying, "Your enemy is dead." David said, "When I was in Ziklag, a man came and told me that he was merciful to King Saul by killing him before the Philistines could torture him. He thought he was bringing me good news, but I had him put to death. Now you come and tell me that you killed the king of Israel while he was sleeping in his bed?" David had both men killed. He then had their hands and feet cut off, and their bodies were hung near the pool of Hebron. All the tribes of Israel met in Hebron and made David their king. He was 37 years old.